term before the midterm, we were talking about the Gemara and the Lamed Amid Aleph going on to Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona holds that the din of Kamei b'Nirah B'Minei, thank you, the din of Kamei b'Nirah B'Minei applies not only to someone who's Chayav Mises Bezdin and Momen for the same Maisa Aveira, with Asachas V'Idna, but even if he's Chayav Koreis and Momen. Why does Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona hold them? Nechol the Sabayim Rava, what the source of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona's Shita is, whether it's learned from the Zereshav of Osan Osan, whether it's learned from a Pasuk, the Echrati Osan Mikarabamo, Amr Torah Kari Shalikim Yitzah Shalachem. What's the Nafkamina between Abayim and Rava? Says the Gemara, Nafkamina Misa Bidei Shamayim. Zar Shalachot Shub. Baya says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona will hold even by Misa Bidei Shamayim, Kamer Bidei Rav Mineh. Zar shachol tshuma is chayav misa b'dei shamayim because of a posuk, and he'll be potter from the moment. And Rav says no. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona limits his halacha of kamei b'dei rav mineh by onshe shamayim to koreis. Doesn't apply to misa b'dei shamayim. It applies only to koreis. And there are differences between the two as we enumerate Rashi and Tosis and Shabbos. Rav says by misa b'dei shamayim it doesn't apply. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona will say otaka b'chayav the moment. That's the nafkamina between Abayim and Rav. So the Gemara is trying to understand this nafkamina. The Gemara says, how can we claim Abaye holds Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona will pater from Maman by Nisa B'dei Shammai, by Zar Shachot Shema? But the Idda de Agbe, Kanye, the Chiyuv Maman is Chal before the Nisa. One of the rules of Kamei B'dei Rav Mineh is that the two Chiyuvim have to be Be'idna, they have to be simultaneous. So if the Chiyuv Maman midin what? Midin Gazlan is before the Chi of Nisa, so then Kamei b'Dei Rav Mineh is not going to pater him. So what's Abaye saying? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona will hold his pater by Zar Shachot Shuma. V'idna da'agvei kanye, v'schaya b'nafshol lo hava, ada ochila. So the Gemara says, atun matochav lo chaver v'vei sabliya. Skipping a little bit. Tochav lo chaver v'vei sabliya. His friend, another person, stuffed it into his mouth. So who did the Zela? Who did the Gzela? The friend of it, right? The friend did the Gzela. This individual is Chayev. So why is this person Chayev Klal? The friend is Chayev Mamun and he's Chayev Misa. Why? The answer is he can be Chayev too. Not Midin Gazlan, but rather Midin. Midin Nene, right? Not Midin Gazlan, but rather Midin Nene. The question is whether Kamei b'Dei Rav Mineh is going to pater him, because he's Chayev Misa B'Dei Shamayim, perhaps, since he's the one who's swallowing the Truma. The friend isn't Chayev Misa B'Dei Shamayim, he's Chayev, the Ochel is Chayev Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So that's what the Gemara says. This is the case that there's an afternoon between Abayim and Rav, because here the Mammon and the Misa are Be'idna, the Be'vasachas. Not the Mammon of Gzeila, the Mammon of Hana, the Mammon of Nene, and the Chayev Misa of Misa B'Dei Shamayim are going to be bevasacha, so that's where he's going to be potter. That's where Rabbi would say potter. Rava would say, no, this is Misa B'Dei Shamayim, not Kori, so Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona will say chay. Comes the Gemara and asks, but what's the case? What are we talking? Let's go deeper. If Matzi Madura, if he can spit out the Truma, so then he's still Chayev Mammon for that. He's Chayev Mammon Midin Gazlan, forget that. He's Chayev Mammon Midin Gazlan. Chayev Mammon Midin Gazlan, and it's not Be'idna, then Kamei B'Dei Rav Mineh is not going to help him. He'd love Matzi Ladur if he can't spit it out. Amai Chayev, says the Gemara. Amai Chayev, why should he be Chayev? What does that line of the Gemara mean? So we mentioned that it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns Amai Chayev means Amai Chayev what? Mammon or Misa? Amai, according to Tosfos.
Mammon.
Amai Chayev Mammon? Right. Amai Chayev Mammon? What's Pshat according to Tosfos? What's the kasha of the Gemara? If lo matzi ladura, if he can't spit out the truma, so far down, it's in his throat, at the point that he can't spit it out, so why should he be chayev mama? Says Tosfos, you can't be chayev midin gazlan, you can't be chayev midin nana, because it's ovad min ha'olam. It's so far down that it's moles for the bailin. It's disgusting. They can't get it back. It has no shavius for them, it has no value for them. So what kind of a chayev could there be? Says tells us neither midin gazla nor midin nene, neither. There's no chiyuv mamon bechlal. It's over min ha'olam. The bailam of misyashim. Forget about it. There's no shav. Forget about yush. There's no shavius for the bailam. It has no value for them. So you can't be chayim midin gazla nor midin nene. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Itaka could be chayav midin. He could be chayav misa, says Taisus. Because what are we talking about? What kind of tchiv are we talking about? Let's be careful now. Is it tachav lirzona or tachav laonso? Is he doing? Is the friend stuffing it in the mouth against the will of the ochel or with his consent? Says Tosfos. Throws in the re says lirzona, right? So you could be chayav misa of this because the whole process was with the person's consent. But he's not going to be chayav mamon because the first guy is chayav midin gazlan, and the second person didn't really steal it because he didn't do a maisa, says Tosfos, right? Just the chaz rabbi will be mamon. He didn't do a maisa. It's in his mouth, but the chaver put it in the mouth that he's tochav lo bekush, right? He's pushing it with the stick. So the ochal hasn't done anything. He hasn't done a maisa till the belina. So you can't be mechayev him for gzeila, I for nene. No, by the time that he's nene, it's over min ha'olam. Says Taisus, maybe he'll be chayev misa because he allowed the friend to do this, but he's not going to be chayev mamon because he didn't do a maisa kinyan on the gzeila, on the truma. So what's pshat in the gemara? What's the gemara saying? Imatzi ladura, so then he should be chayev mamon. So why does that you say Baya holds Rabbi Nochay Ben Akar will say he's potter? Is not shalach al shum or come with Rabbi Minay? Can't be. He's chayev mama because he can still give it back, still spit it out. He lo matzi ladur if he can't spit it out. Says Tosfos, amai chayev mama. Amai chayev mama. What does that mean? Good David. Yeah. Even Rava will admit that there's no chayev mama. Aye, but there's a chayev misa. Tochav mitzano. Right. No, the answer is there's no chiyav mamon bechlah. You need kamei b'derabim, and if you have a chiyav mamon, so then you need a chiyav nisa to fati. But if there's no chiyav mamon, then even Rava who holds Rabbi Nochem and Akana denies kamei b'derabim, but what? By misa b'dei shamayim, even he'll say there's no chiyav mamon, because the poshet is no chiyav mamon. Right, well, let's chart this out again so we know where we are, okay? Could you help me with the other side of the board? They have to use multicolored markers. Then they have to treat the board with something that you can't erase. There are some kashas that are not part of the manishtana, but you know, it's the wrong time of year. Anyway. I'm not doing too well, Josh. You're doing better than I am. What do you have over there? Some special salmon? I'm getting something, but it's not wet enough. Okay, I think this is enough. I think we've satisfied our requirements. Now probably the marker. I guess I'm gonna have to use the green. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Probably have a black marker.
Oh, thank you so much. Black is just clear.
It's actually open.
Thank you. Thank you. I need to get it back to you. What do we have over here? So, Chayev Mamon, Chayev Nisa. Visual aids always help. Sometimes you feel like, I don't want it. Don't say ach. It always helps. Especially in this sugya. If lo matzi ladura, are you chayev mamon according to Tosfos? Don't tell me who said that. Are you chayev mamon according to Tosfos?
No.
This is not the same chart we had before. I put Tosfos on top. I didn't want to trick you. But Tosfos was going to focus on Rashi. Tosfos says, no, you're not chayev mamon. Why not? It's ovod min ha'olam. Nachayev for nene, nachayev for gazim, nothing. Yichayev nisa?
Yes.
Tell us yes, because tachav lirzona. But that doesn't matter. The nisa, I don't need the nisa. Right? Lama einaf gemina ben abayla rabba. Why is there no nafka mina between them? According to Tosfos, even Rava will admit that you're potter, even without coming with the Okay, Rabbi Nechuri ben Akona holds Kamal Bidurabani applies to Chai Bekoris and not to Chai Bemisah Shev. So what? I don't need Kamal Bidurabani. The Pashat is no Chi of Mammon. If there's no Shavius for the Bible, there's no Chi of Mammon. So I don't need the Chi of Misa to part of me. If I would say, great, I have a Chi of Misa, so that could part. But I don't need the Chi of Misa. According to anyone, I don't need the Chi of Misa because there's no Chi of Mammon. There's nothing to talk about. This is Tosus' Pshat and Sugya. Rashi says no. Rashi assumes that you will be chayav mamon. Rashi doesn't say it, but that's the way, the clear implication of Rashi. Because if Rashi would say the chayav mamon, he wouldn't have to say his pshat. What does Rashi say? A few words. Idlomatz ladur, am I chayav misa? Onusa. Says Rashi, am chayav misa. He clearly learns the Gemara. The key is, am I chayav misa? It's the misa, the chayav misa that doesn't exist. But the Chi of Mammon Rashi seems to assume does exist. We're going to have to spend a lot of time trying to understand that. Maybe tomorrow Shabbat Hashem and Wednesday. Rashi and Tosa seem to be arguing as to whether by Lo Matzi Ladura is there going to be a Chi of Mammon? Midin what? Probably Midin Nen. Right? Not Gazlan. It's Lo Matzi Ladura. How can you be Mechayev Midin Gazlan? But Nen. Tos says no, not even Nene. If it's other min ha'olam, there's no chiyah mishum Nene. Rashi says no, there might be a chiyah mishum Nene. We're going to have to understand that Rashi. That's a very, very important point that we have to address. We're not going to address it today. Rashi says he will be chayah midin Nene. There is a chiyah mama. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Yilo matzi ladura, amai chayiv misa onasu. Rashi assumes tochav lo la'omso, not tochav litzono. He's not putting it there with the consent of the ochel. He's putting it there against his will. It says Rashi, if it's against his will, he can be chayiv mamon. It's getting more and more strange according to Rashi. Tochav la'omso, tochav lo chaver b'esablir, against the consent of the ochel. Never Rashi says you can be chayiv mamon. Nene, you benefit him. You can be chayiv mamon even if it's against your will. Even if it's Ovid min ha'olam at that point. There's a lot to explain in Rashi. We're going to try in Sashi. But Rashi says, I'll tell you what the key is over here. He might be Chayav Mamon. He's not Chayav Misa. So there is no Kamei bin Rabbi to speak of. So that's why there's no Nafkamina. Not that Rabbi will admit to Abaye the Kipata. But even Abaye will admit that you're Chayav. Rabbi Nechonim ben Akana will not hold him Kamei Bidamne in this case. Because there's no Chayav Misa. No Chayav Misa to apply Kamei Bidamne. This is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Questions. I want to get the basics clear, then we can move on. Okay, the question is whether even Rava will admit to Abaye that you're potter, because you don't need Kamei Bidurabanan to potter, since there's no Chi of Mammon at all. Well, no, there is a Chi of Mammon, but even Abaye will admit that you're Chayev, because there is no Kamei Bidurabanan, since there is no Chi of Misa. It's La'onso. Let's put that into Tochav La'onso. That's why, according to Rashi, there's no Chi of Misa. Okay, so Rashi is assuming Rabbi Nechuda ben Akana will hold there is no Kamei Bidurabanan here because Tochav La'onso, he stuck it in against the will of the eater. Onus Rachmana Patre. Onus Rachmana Patre. You can't be any Chiyah Misa then. No Chiyah Misa for that, there's no Kamei Bidurabanan. Fret the Shita Mekubetzas. Yeah. There's no Misa, there's no Kamei Bidurabanan? Come on. You just took a midterm. You know that that's not true. Is it always true that the only time that you have Kamei Bidurabanan is when Beis Din gives the Misa to the person? No. Even if they don't give the Misa to the person. But then where's the Kamei Bidurabanan?
Beis Din gives the Misa.
What's that principle called? Tana de Bechizki, exactly. Tana de Bechizki say that even when you don't actually get the Misa, as long as you do a Maisa Aveira for which there's a Din Misa, that's enough to pater from Mama. Chayve Misa Shogigin, Tana de Bechizki say, Chayoven the Mama. Is that, yeah. Chayve Misa Shogigin, say Tana de Bechizki, Peturin Minatashwim. Peturin Minatashwim. Let me say that again so we have it clear. Chayve Misa Shogigin, say Tana de Bechizki, Peturin Minatashwim. So isn't this basically the same thing? If Tana de Bechizki say that Chayve Misos Shogigin, I wish I had more room. Peturim and Atashlomin. You know what? Let's say it like that. Chayve Misa Shogin says the Sheet of Akabetis equals Chayve Misos Anusin. Peturim and Atashlomin. Bezdin is not going to punish you with a Misa if you do it b'shogeg, but you did a Maisa Aveira. So, if you're honest, Bezdin is not going to punish you either, but who cares? Tana de Bechizki says, as long as you do a Maisa Aveira for which there is a Din Misa, you're potter and not Tashlomin. You don't need actual Misa that you're going to get the Misa. But even if you did a Maisa Aveira for which there's a Din Misa, you're potter and not Tashlomin. So, Chai Misa Anusin should be the same thing. So, what's Pshat according to Rashi? What is Rashi saying? Am I chayev misa? Honest. So what that you're honest? So what that you're not chayev misa before? But you did a maisa avera. And if you did a maisa avera, then you have a din misa. That din misa should be enough to pat you, just like chayev misa show again. That's the sheet of Mekubetz's kasha. It's a blistering kasha against Rashi. Questions? Yes.
Can you just say the
Rashi Shitasa? Kiregi is sitting right here. Kiregi's first answer is, you know what the simplest thing to say? Be careful. This is Rabbi Nachmani ben Akonin. This is not come to be Rabbi of Chayvin Misos Bezdin. This is Chayvin Misos Bidei Shamayim. Rabbi Nachmani ben Akonin extends come to be Rabbi of Chayvin Misos Bidei Shamayim, but how far does he extend it? Does he even apply Tana de Bechizkiya? Would he say that even if you don't get the Chayve Misos Videi Shamayim, the Chayve Krisos, but you do a Maisa Aveira for which you could have been Chayve Kares or Misa Videi Shamayim, you put him in a Tashlomen? Yeah, that's Rabbi Nachman ben Akonin Shita. He goes Azoy Vait so far. He even applies Tana de Bechizkiya to Kares or Misa Videi Shamayim? Well, let me know. He applies the basic din of Kamei B'Dirab Mnei Tekaris and Misa B'Dei Shamayim, but not the extension, not the Tana Devei Chizkiya. What's the answer to that question? Does he even apply Tana Devei Chizkiya or not? What's the answer, Noah?
Machlokas
Rashi Psachim and Talisah, right? Rashi and Talisah. So Rashi and Psachim holds, why Rabbi Nachman ben Akonin doesn't extend Tana Devei Chizkiya to Tekaris and Misa B'Dei Shamayim? He only applies the regular din of Kamei B'Dirab Mnei, but not Tana de Bechizkiya. Dr. Kiveg, according to Rashi, Lishitaso, Kushya may Karalesa, the whole Sheet of Mekubetzes. Sounds like a great kasha, but according to Rashi himself, no kasha never began. Rabbi Nachman ben Akonin doesn't extend Kamei B'Dirab Mnei to Tana de Bechizkiya by Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Only has the basic halacha, but not Chayve Misos B'Dei Shamayim Shor. You see, the equation here, right, according to this pshat, might apply by Chayve Misos Bezdin Shogigin. Listen carefully. Kivega's answer is assuming that by Chayve Misos Bezdin Shogigin, Yitaka Potem and Tashlomin, and Chayve Misos Bezdin Anusim, you're also Potem and Tashlomin. What's special about Rashi is that here we're talking about Chayve Misos Bidei Shamayim. Chayve Misos Bidei Shamayim. So there, all bets are off. Because Rashi holds, even by Shogigin, having Misa B'Dei Shamayim, Shogigin, Chayovin B'Tashlomin. Not Petur. Rabbi Nachman ben Akonin doesn't apply Tana de Bechizkiya to Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So he doesn't apply to the Bechizkid and Misa B'dei Shamayim, then not only will Chayv and Misa B'dei Shamayim show me give me Chayavim, but even what will be Chayavim? Chayv and Misa B'dei Shamayim, Anusim will be Chayavim. Rabbi Nechon Ben Akon, it doesn't apply to the Bechizkid to Misa B'dei Shamayim. Okay? So Kiveg is Teretz, not Chayim Gerson. Okay? Questions? Yes? Rashi, the sheet that says Rashi Lashitasa?
You never
asked
that Rashi,
you never said
Rashi.
Next to Ramas. Well, if he does such a Rashi, it's really the Nachim Rakan and Ashogi Potter, that's the means of the Shemaim, who the Potter, Ashogi, Shogi, 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 you're right.
The Tosfos was never
unrashed
in the first place.
There's
always
this one
Rashi.
I knew
the other Rishon. I don't mean,
I didn't say that. Oh, so that's what I want to get to. Which Rishon did Tosfos link to Rashi in the Sugya? Tachav la'om sol ritzono, what? Ritshita? The Ritzba, right? That's what Tosfos was assuming, right? Taisa says, why can't you, the Ries, Luki Kigon Shemer Tonim and Yichol Litcho? And he says that the Ritzbo is Mefarish Keshitas Rashi. So I was thinking, the reason why the Shita Mechavezes gives a different answer is because we don't know what the Ritzbo holds about Rabbi Nachman ben Akona with Tanit Bechizkia. We know Rashi and Pesachim, but we don't know what the Ritzbo holds. It could be that the Ritzbo is one of the Balei Tosfos, maybe he agrees with Tosfos. Rabbi Nachman ben Akona extends the Din of Kamei B'Rav Minei not only to Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim, but even to Tana Bechizkia with Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim. We don't know. So maybe that's what prompted the Shita B'Kavetzah to give a different teretz. But as David Hill was pointing out, in the next paragraph he says, according to Rashi, Kushime Karalesa, right? And Kiveg is, Shita B'Kavetzah came first, right? According to Rashi, Taga Kushime Karalesa, but there could be other Rishonim who hold like Rashi here, but not there. Who hold like Rashi here, Amai Chayev Misa on the Sue, but not like Rashi there, Psochim, Rabbi Nachman ben Akone, right, denies Tanit Bechizkia by Karis and Misa Deshamayim. So according to them, Taka, we still have a Kash. Right? If Rabbi Nachman ben Akone admits to Tanit Bechizkia, he says that even by Chayev and Misa's Bide Shamayim, Shogagim, Turim and Atashlomim, so Chayv and Misa's B'dei Shamayim Anusin should also be determined at Tashlum. So it's the case that we talk, I don't understand Rashi. Okay? So that's why the Shita Mechavetz has to give a different answer. Yes?
Are we able to give someone a Chayv Misa if they didn't do a complete Misa?
What does that mean?
Why can't Rashi and Tosfos be arguing about that? Meaning, Tosfos would say we would be able to give you a Chayv Misa even though you didn't initiate the action, you didn't do the complete action, but the end result is the same, so therefore we're going to give you Chayv Misa, and then we apply Kavlahim.
But Tosfos is assuming that he's Tochev Lertzona, which with his consent. It's even more than that. It's his Mamush Chayv Misa.
Okay, and then Rashi would disagree and say, we're not going to give you Chayv Misa because you yourself didn't initiate the action, so your Misa is lacking, and you didn't really do it.
Do we give you a Chayv Misa for Shogigin? Do we give you a Chayv Misa if you're Shogigin? No. But yet, Tanit Bechizkia says there still is Kamei B'Rav Minei, Yipad Minei Tashlumi. So why is Onus different than Shogi?
Even if you were Shogi, though, you're still doing the initial action of putting it into your own mouth. Even if it was Shogi. If it's Onus, someone else is coming and doing the original action, then you're not doing the beginning and the end, you're just doing the end part. So that's why Rashi would say we're not going to be comfortable.
But if Tachav Lertzon was enough of an action that Yechayev Misa, I'm assuming, like you, it's not so clear that that's true, but let's assume that for Chalavim V'Arayim, right, for Chayim, we're talking about Chayim, well, true, right? Macholas Asuros, let's assume it can only be Chayim Misa with a Mice. It's not so clear that that's true, by the way. It could be that the Chayim Misa is not for the Mice Achila, but rather for the what? For the Hanah. Misaseg V'Chalavim V'Arayim Chayim Shekein Nene. We'll have to talk about that. Let's assume like you, it's a Maisa. So if Tachav Lertzono is enough of a Maisa to be Mechayev Yomisa, and even if Tachav La'onso is Potter Minamisa, that's Potter because Onus Rachmana Patre. But who's to say that you didn't do a ma'isa? You did the same ma'isa that Chivul Etzano has, right? It's still, meaning if you say that because it's in my guf that's called a ma'isa, because my guf is swallowing it, somehow I'm mitzuruf to this Chiva, so that I'm doing the same ma'isa, whether it's la'onso or Etzano, it doesn't matter. But you put, if it's la'onso, you put them in la'onshi. But it's just like shomeg. I'm walking a fine line here. And you're alluding to a later answer we're going to give. You don't want to give it away. You want to give it away. I'm fine. Right? I'm assuming now that a ma'isa avera ba'ones is a ma'isa avera, but it's a ma'isa avera that's part of an onshin. If it's a ma'isa avera, I don't see the difference between ones and shomeg. The chayvim misos v'dei shamayim shomeg in apter minat hashlomim. The chayvim misos anusim. Chayvim misos v'dei shamayim anusim. Should we put apter minat hashlomim as well? Right? So if you deny Rashi and Psachim, if Rabbi Nachman ben Akone holds of Tana de Mechizkis, then my Shna onus mishogeg to be part of the Tashlumin by both. Comes the Shidu Mechabetzes and gives the murder case. He says, what is Tana de Mechizkis based on? What's the locker for Tana de Mechizkis? What's the source? Makkah behem yishal men and makkah adam yumas. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei calls the locker for Tana de Mechizkis. Maka behema yishalmeno, maka adam yumas. There's a comparison between maka behema and maka adam. Maka behema is chayiv mamon, maka adam is chayiv misa. Comes the Gemara, Rashi explains a little bit more. Comes the Gemara and says, Tana the Bechizki holds there's a linkage between the two. Not a direct linkage, so it's a weird linkage. Maka behema is chayiv, and there's no chilak, no chilakta, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Ben Miskavin, Ben Shalom Miskavin, etc. You're always Chayev Mammon. Come down to Bechizki and say, if Maka Behem is always Chayev Mammon, then Maka Adam is always Chayev, is always part of me Mammon. If Maka Behem is always Chayev Mammon, Ben Bishogeg, Ben Bemezid, Ben Miskavin, Lashayim Miskavin, Ben Derech Yerida, Lederech Aliyah, you're always chayav mamon by maka behema, then by maka adam, you're always going to be potem in amon, meaning the chayav misa, the din misa, in this maisa, is always in a party of mamon. Bein b'meize, bein b'shoving, bein derech yirida, derech aliyah, bein miskavim, l'shem miskavim, doesn't matter, meaning it doesn't matter whether you're chayav misa before Besdin will actually give you the misa, or you just have a din misa on you. Father Mechizkiya says, you're always going to be potem in mamon. It's a strange comparison. Makabah him is always chayiv, so Makabah Adam is always potter because of the din misa. But that's the Xeris HaKasim. Comes the Shita Mechabetzis and says that might be true. That might be true by Shogeg and Meizi. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizi. Tana de Bechizkiya says, lo chilakta by Makabah Hema. It's all the same. Let's focus on that one. But what's missing in Tana de Bechizki associated with the Kubasis? It doesn't say Bein Ba'onis, Bein Ratzon. Because that's not true. There's no din of lo chilakta by Maka Behema. Chilakta, says the Shita Mekubasis. By Onis, you'll be what? You'll be potter. Says the Shira Mekubat, says, lo chilakta bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid, derech aliyah, derech yirida, miskavim, you're always chayev amaka behema, always chayev mama. You damage someone's money, someone's property, you chayev mama. But not ba'onis, says the Shira Mekubat, says. There is a chilak ba'onis. You're not going to be chayev mamon ba'onis. So if you're not chayev mamon ba'onis,
you're not potter.
Then you're not going to be potter by coming with your avenue if you want to see that. You got to go back to the source, says the Shiva Mechabetzes. The source of Tanad Bechizke, Maka Behem Yishalmena, Maka Adam Yumas. Lo Chilak the Bazer, so Lo Chilak the Bazer. But by Ones, it's not Lo Chilak, it is Chilak. The Maka Behema is not going to be Chayiv by Ones. Ones Rachmana Patre, says the Shiva Mechabetzes. So if you're going to be potter ba'onis by Maka Behema, then you're not going to be potter by Maka Adam, because the linkage is broken. in the reverse direction, right? What's the lotion of Shidra doing this? Yeshua mechayv mitzvah shogim b'tiri avachav mitzvah sanusim v'davaracha mechayv. The chayv mitzvah shogim eich anafkul b'tiri mimaka v'hem yishalmen ma maka v'hem af b'shogig af maka odom lo tachlog b'pituro. Says the Shidra of Esther, so b'maka v'hem harei atacholig b'chiyuva ba'ones k'damina b'perek ha'meniach. Give you a case there, but basically the Gemara says, "Amai onasu, Rameir is mechayev by nishbur akado." In fact, the Gemara, why onasu va'onas rachmana patrik? The clear implication of the Gemara in Bava Kama is that by nezek onas rachmana patrik, not chayev if you mazik ba'onas against your will. You're not willingly doing this. Nishbur akado, the kad broke into pieces, and someone he didn't have time to get rid of it, and ba'onas. Says the Gemara, you shouldn't be chayev for that. Sounds like onus rachmana patrei applies to nezakin. It says the Shidon of Abetz, it applies to nezakin, then the whole gzeres hakosu, Tana Bechizkia, falls away. Because Tana Bechizkia is making a connection between Maka Behema and Maka Adam. If lo chilakta by Maka Behema lechiyuv, then lo chilakta by Maka Adam leftur. Because the chiyuv misa will pater you. So the pshat is the chi of Nisa will part you even if you're not chayev befoel, because that's the linkage. But if chilakta by maka behema, if you can give me a case where we'll be mechalik and we'll say that you're potter by maka behema, like by ones, so then by maka adam you'll be chayev mamon. It's a madna, right? If you potter me mamon by maka behema by nezake, then you'll be chayev mamon by maka adam. Why? Because coming with Ravani is not going to apply. It says the Shidur of Gvetas, Chayve Miso Sanusim is such a case. Chayve Miso Shogin, Tanit Bechizki says, you're Potter Min Amama. Because by Maka Behema, you're Chayve B'Shogin. So if there's no Chiluk L'Chiyu by Maka Behema, then there's no Chiluk L'Ftur by Maka Adam. But Ones, says the Shidur of Gvetas, is potter by Maka Behema. Listen to that carefully. Mazik ba'ones is potter, says the Shidur Mikol Betzes. So if that's the case, so then the Gzeres HaKosa, the Tanit Bechizkia, falls away. Because if by Maka Behema we find a p'tur, then by Maka Adam it'll be a chiyuv. And there's no comment in the Rav. This is the answer that Shidur Mikol Betzes gives. Even if you don't want to say Rashi v'shitasa, Rabbi Nuchir ben Akone doesn't extend Tanit Bechizkia to Misiv De Shamayim, even if you'll say he does extend Tanit Bechizkia to Misiv De Shamayim, we still have an answer. Because the marker of Tanit Bechizkia is from Maka Behem Yishamayim and Maka Adam. A linkage between the two. Because Maka Behem, because Mazik is always Chayev, therefore by Maka Adam, where there's a Chayev Misa, he'll always be Potter. But because by Ones, he's Potter by Maka Behema, so by Maka Adam, he should be Chayev. Okay, so the Shita is suggesting that Tanit Bechizkia themselves will distinguish between Chayv Misa Shog and Chayv Misa Anus. That's quite a remarkable statement. As opposed to the other answer we gave, Kiva Eger, in the second paragraph of the Shita of the Beses, which was specifically related to Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim, that what? Rabbi Nachmani ben Akona doesn't extend the din of Tanit Bechizkia to Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim. So he'll say the chayve misos bidei shamayim anusim are what? Up to her minat hashlumen. Yeah. If Rabbi Nochuni ben Akone doesn't extend Tana de Bechizkia to misos bidei shamayim, so he'll say chayve misos anusim. Because Chayv Misa Shogin also were Chayav Mit Hashlomin. What are the answers over here? The first answer we have is that Rashi L'Shitasa, Rabbi Nochuni ben Akona Sover Afilu. Forget the afilu. Too confusing. So, ver chayve misos bidei shamayim You got that? Beis Yudal and Shin. Chayv Mizbe Shemayim. Chayavin Betashlomin. V'chein Chayv Mizos Bidei Shemayim. I'm sorry. Chayv Mizbe Shemayim Shogeg Yid Chayavin Betashlomin. I missed the key word. The whole kasha was premised on the fact that Chayv Mizu Deshamayim should be termed Chayv Mizu Deshamayim Shogin should be termed at Hashlomin. But that was wrong. Actually, she doesn't. Okay, that's the first answer. But the Shita Mekubetz is his answer. Shita Mekubetz is one is very different. Shita Mekubetz is one is that Afilo chayve misos bidei misos bezdin. I want to say this better. I'm going to write this clear. Clearly. Afilo chayv mizos bezdin chayav betashlomin. Onus doesn't equal shogeg for tana bechizkia. That's the line. That's the key line. The first teretz is that onus equals shogeg for tana bechizkia. You just have to figure out what's the din of tana bechizkia, whether it applies. If Rabbi Nochanan ben Akana applies tana bechizkia to misum deshamayim, so then onus should also be part of it. Rashi Lishitaso says no. Rabbi Nochanan ben Akana doesn't apply tana bechizkia to misum deshamayim. He holds chayv misum deshamayim shogeg achayyavim, so there's no tana bechizkia. So by onus, he also won't apply, because they're equal. Comes the Shita Mekubetz and says, no, you got it all wrong. Onus doesn't equal shogeg for tana bechizkia. Because mazik ba'onus is potter. Mazik ba'onus is potter. So mazik ba'onus is potter. You don't have the lo chilakta. Lo chilakta, bein b'shogeg b'me. Since maka behema is chaya b'shogeg, so kama b'dravmine will apply even to shogeg. But maka behema ba'ones is chayiv. It is maka behema ba'ones is potter, right? What's maka behema? Mazik mamon chaver, right? Mazik mamon chaver. B'shogeg, what's the din? Yechayiv. That everyone agrees to. What's the din ba'ones? Comes the Shita Mekubetz and says you're potter. So if you're potter ba'ones, so then the whole Zeres HaKas of the Tana Bechizkia falls away, because you don't have the Lochi Lachta. There is a Ptur Mamon, so then there isn't going to be a Ptur in the other, there'll be a Chiyav. If there's a Chiyav Mamon, then there's a Ptur by Misa, Kama B'davni. If there's a Ptur by Mamon, then there's a Chiyav, because there's no Kama B'davni. So the Shita Mekubetz's answer is basically ones and Shogeg are not the same according to Tana Bechizkia. Not only by Misa Videi Shemayim, not just Rabbi Nachman ben Chana, but even Didan, even according to us. We hold of Tana Bechizkia, but where do we hold of it, says the Shita Mekubetz? Only by Chayv Misos Shogegin, not by Chayv Misos Anusin. Because there's no mocker by Ones that Tana Bechizkia should apply. Because by Mammon, by Maka Behema, you're going to be Potter. So if Maka Behema is going to be Potter, then by Maka Adam, you're going to be Chayiv. Because they're mirror images of each other. By Shogeg, since you're Chayiv by Mammon, then you're going to be Potter by Kama Ben Yavane. So Ones and Shogeg are not the same for Tana Bechizkia. Not just Aliba de Reb Nochid Ben Akana. But even Lididan, even by Misos Bidei, even Misos Bezdin, says the Shidu Rabbi says. Questions? The Buchanan Wasserman points out that this Yisod, this answer the Shita Mekubetz says, obviously doesn't work according to all Rishonim. There's a big assumption of the Shita Mekubetz. What's the assumption? That Adam Hamazik Ba'ones is potter. Adam Hamazik Ba'onis is Pot. That's what the Shidam of the West is in the Sum. Because Ben Bishogi Ben Amazing means Mazik Bishogi, of course, is Chayim. Lo Chilakta. But Ba'onis, Chilakta. Ba'onis is going to be Pot. That's what the Shidam of the West says. But not everyone agrees with that. In fact, I think the Posh of Shad is not like that. I would assume that Adam Hamazik Ba'onis should be Chayim. The Shidam of the West is assuming you're Pot. Onus and Shogun are not the same. Shogun is Chayv, not Onus. I would say that Adam Hamazik Ba'onis should be Chayv. What's the marker for my statement? What? Adam Muad La'olam, what's the marker in Chumash?
Petzatachas
Ponsa. Gevarian Baba Kama, Chamzayin Amar Alam, says Petzatachas Ponsa. We had that Gemara before. Did you hear that? Chayim? Ala onus kerotzen. Adam would la olam is chayim on onus kerotzen. What's the Shittim Kubetzes talking about? The Shittim Kubetzes says that the Adam amazik ba'onus is the reporter? This portion not true. It's against the Gemara in Baba Kama. What's the answer to that? The answer is, what type of onus is the Gemara in Baba Kama referring to? That's a major machlokas rishon. B'chanan says that the Shittim Kubetzes is yeso, that Adam Amazik, ba'onus is potter, that only applies according to Tosis in Baba Kama. Because there's a major machlokas Tosis in Baba Kama in the Ramban as to whether Adam Hamazik ba'onus is chayev even ba'onus gomor? A complete accident he had no control over, or no? Adam Hamazik ba'onus is chayev if you could have had a little bit of control. If it's karov lipshia, close to negligence. It's an accident, but it's close to negligence. Maybe that's the only time that Adam Hamazik ba'onus is going to chayev. That's a major machlokas Tosis and Baba Kama and the Ramban. Just to give you one source, right? The Gemara in Baba Metzia talks about Maver Chavis Mimokom Lamokom. Say someone is a shomer, and he's moving a barrel. He's supposed to watch barrels, and he moves a barrel from place to place, and it breaks. It gets ruined. There's Machlokas Tanoim. What's the din? What's the din of a shomer Chinam? The din of a shomer Socher? Rabbi Yehuda says, Shamachinam Yishava, no seschar Yishalem. Shamachinam is potter. If he takes a shoe, he's potter. No seschar has to pay. Meaning, it's not called a pshia. What's a Shamachinam chayav for? What's he only? What's he chayav? Only negligence, only pshia. Shamachinam is chayav even for what? Gneva v'aveda. He's even chayav for something that gets stolen or for loss. So there's a machlokas tanoim. What's the status of this shomer? Is he chayav to pay or not? Is it a pshia? Is it not a pshia? So asks Tosfos, I don't understand. He's a mazik. He's moving something and it gets damaged in his hands. We can talk about if he put it on the side and he's watching it and somehow something happens, it gets stolen, it gets lost. So then we can talk about whether he's chayav as a shomer. But here, why shouldn't we be chayav him as a mazik? He's moving the object. Adam HaMazik is Chayiv, so why shouldn't he be Chayiv as a Mazik, says Tosis. So answers Tosis in Baba Kama, Because this is what we call an ones ke'en gneiva. Gneiva is less of the responsibility of a person. It got stolen. Maybe you didn't put it in a makom mishum, or you didn't put it in the best place possible. But it's not so much of your responsibility. Aveda, if it gets lost, that's much more karov l'pshia. It's much more negligent. Right? Because it got lost. Why did it get lost? You can't watch it properly? Gneiva, someone else did something to it. So there are different levels of ones, says Tosus. An ones ke'en gneiva, Adam HaMazik is going to be potter for. It's only an ones ke'en aveda that Adam HaMazik is going to be chayav for. That's what Tosus is saying. Tosus distinguishes between an ones ke'en gneiva and an ones ke'en aveda. If it's ke'en gneiva, if it's more of his responsibility, I don't know where to put this. Permit me to erase this, okay? Petzah tachas potza. Adam or the olam. Adam hamazik. Adam or the olam, bain ba ones, bain ba rasa. What does that mean? Adam hamazik ba ones, chayv. That's clearly what Petzah tachas potza is telling you. Adam hamazik ba ones is chayv. When? So comes Tosus in Bava Kamma and says, not always. Rak ba ones ke'en aveid. It's ke'en aveda, that's karov lipshia, then you're going to be chayv. It's close to negligence. That's when you're going to be chayv. But not if it's, just one second, not if it's an ones, that's ke'en aveda, ken geneva. Ken geneva, that's on the other side of the scale. It's less of your responsibility. So ma'ver chav is mimakom lemakom. Okay, you are a mazik, but it's ba'ones, says Tosfos. And it's ke'en geneva, because you tried your best. So that's what we're mechayev you for. We can talk about whether you're chayev midin shomer, because a shomer is mekabel achrayis, a shomer accepts responsibility, but midin mazik you're not going to be chayev. Listen carefully. The whole machlokas in the Gemara and Bava Metzia is whether you're chayev midin shomer. Shomer chinam has his chiyuvim, and shomer sachar has his chiyuvim. But midin mazik says Tosfos we're not going to be chayev because that's ke'en geneva. It's not as much of a pshia. It's farther from pshia than aveda. So a small ones, right? If it's karav l'pshia, that you'll be chayev for based on petzah tachas potza. But if it's ken geneva, if it's really not such a significant dream, more of an ones, that you'll taka be potter for. Okay? Chayev rak ba'ones ke'en aveda, but not ba'ones ke'en geneva. What's an example of ones ke'en aveda where you'll be chayev for? Tosus gives you an example. His example is avno sakino umasao shehinichan b'rosh gago v'naflu b'rosh she'en metzuyin. Let's say I leave I have a rock collection. Or I have a knife collection. I leave them on the top of my roof. Now, come on, most winds are not going to do anything. It's hard, it's heavy, it has a mass, my rocks are not going to fall. But if a rosh and metzuyah comes, it'll throw it off. Now, should I be responsible for that? Onus rachmona patre. Onus rachmona patre. V'lanar alo sasa dober. Onus rachmona patre. Why should I be responsible for that? So real shen mitzuyah. Why would I have to think of that? The answer is it is an ones. But what are you leaving your racks and your knives on the roof for? It's an ones ke'en aveda. It's karov l'pshia because it's negligent. I understand it didn't happen because you wanted it to fall off, but it's ke'en aveda. Says places for that you're going to be chayev. For maver chavis mimakom l'makom, that's ken geneva. You'll be potter for that. But avno sakino umaso sheinicha berosh gali, you leave your knives and your racks, you leave things that can do damage on top of the roof, they fall beruach she'enem mitzuya, ruach she'enem mitzuya. It's not a common wind, but for that you're going to be chayef. That's an onus that you'll be chayef for. That's what Pesach Tachas Potz is coming to tell me, says Tosfos. But not onus ke'en gneva. Right? Onus ke'en gneva is not so much of a pshia, it's more of an onus. That you're going to be chayef for. And Tosfos says, you know what, I'll bring you a great rag. Love this rag, Tosfos. Yerushalmi. So the Ferish Yerushalmi, he says. How do I know that Adam Hamazik Ba'onis can be Potter? If it's a significant onus, it's really a significant accident, beyond my control, and I really am not responsible, it's not Karov Lav, it's not Karov Lepshia. How do I know? Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, let's say Reuven goes to sleep, and Shimon comes, and goes to sleep next to Reuven. Well, he puts his Kalim next to Reuven. And Reuven is having a very active dream over there. The next thing you know, he punches Shimon in the nose. He gives him a black eye. Knocks out his tooth. Well, he breaks the crystal vase that he put there on the night table. Is he chayv? Is Reuven going to be chayv? Comes to Yerushalmi and says, no, God, he's potter. Says Tosfos, why is he potter? Why is he potter? Why? But he was mazik. Says Tosfos, Adam ha-mazik ba-ones gomer is potter. That's an ones gomer. That's mamish an onus gomer. Onus ke'en geneva is not even such an onus gomer. Right? He's moving the chavis, we makom the makom, and it breaks. It's not so much such an onus. This is mamish an onus gomer, says that it's onus gomer, avadi are going to be potter. Hatzat ha-haspons is not talking about Adam ha-mazik but onus gomer. No. Nah, come on. That's talking about onus ke'en aveda, karov lepshia. That's where Adam Hamazik Ba'onis is going to be chayav, but not Ba'onis Ken Geneva, and certainly not Ones Gomer. There, Avadi going to be potter, even Adam Hamazik. Comes the Ramban in Beit Metzia and says, absolutely not. Tosfos says, dead wrong. That Yerushalmi is no raya to anything, says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Adam Hamazik Ba'onis is chayav. Ba'onis Ken Aveda, Ba'onis Ken Geneva, Ba'onis Gomor. Throw anything at me, says the Ramban. Adam Hamazik Ba'onis is always chayav. I have Gzeiras HaKosev. What do you want from me? Pesach Tachas Potzah. Adam Mor La'olam, Ben Ba'onis, Ben Beratzen. The Gemara says it. What do you want from me, says the Ramban? Don't scream at me, scream at the Gemara. Adam Hamazik Ba'onis Gomor, says the Ramban, is chayav. I, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Reuven is potter. He didn't realize the vase is going to be there, and he went to sleep, or whatever. He says, don't you see from that Adam Hamazik Ba'onis Gomer is potter? What's the Ramban's answer? He's not potter because Adam Hamazik Ba'onis Gomer is potter. Adam Hamazik Ba'onis Gomer is chayav, but he's potter because then the second guy's a posheya, exactly. It's pshi of the second guy. You can't be mechayav me for pshi of the second guy. But there's no pshi of a second individual of Adam chayav. Hosam Mishum the Shani Pasha Ba'atzmo, says the Ramban. That there's no Pshia of the second guy of Ada. Adam Hamazik Ba'onis is Chayav. Bein Ba'onis Ke'en Aveda, Ke'en Geneva, Ones Gomer. Doesn't matter, says the Ramban. Adam Hamazik Ba'onis Gomer is going to be Chayav. Rebbe Chanan, the Yisod of the Shita Mekubetzes is only Shayach according to Tosfos and Ba'akam. Because according to the Ramban, Adam Hamazik Ba'onis Gomer, even Ba'onis Gomer is Chayav. The Shita Mekubetzes' whole answer, which I just erased, right? The Shita Mekubetzes' whole answer was the fact that Ba'onis, we do have a chiluk by Makeh Behema. Tana de Rechizkiya say, by Makeh Behema lo chilakta, so by Makeh Adam lo chilakta. By Makeh Behema, you're always chayim. So by Makeh Adam, you'll always be potter for the mama. Because Kamla B'Yamne says that the chiyav misa knocks out the chiyav mama. Comes the Shita Mekubetzes and says, Ba'onis, that doesn't apply. Because by Makeh Adam, you take a part of Ba'onis. So if you're part of Ba'onis by Makeh Behema, can I say something? By Makeh Behema, you're going to be part of Ba'onis. So by Makeh Adam, you're not going to be part of Midin Kalam Yama, you'll be Chayev. Everything flips. If by Makeh Behema, right? Makeh Behema Yishalmena, Maka Adam Yumas. Yumas Upata Mimam. Maka Behema Chayiv Mamam. Meizid? Chayiv. Shogeg? Chayiv. So here, the Upata Mimam. Right? Ones? Says the Shita, Upata. So if there is Potter, then here is Chayiv. They're mirror images of each other, right? If you Potter ba'ones b'din mazik, so then you'll, there's no common vidrami, you'll be Chayiv mamon there. But that can only be Shaykh according to those of Balakam. Because the Rabban holds Odom ha'mazik ba'ones as Chayiv, even ba'ones goma. So the Shaytan Mekubetzis is the answer, is only Shaykh according to Tosfos. Rebbe Chanan's Tosfos. Okay, so far so good. Questions? Okay, so how many answers do we have to this question? The question of the Shidim of the Betzis. Yeah, first of all, maybe Rashi Lishitasa, that Rabbi Nachman ben Akana doesn't extend Tana de Bechizkiya to Chayv Misa De Shemayim, Shogigim. So if Tana de Bechizkiya doesn't apply to Chayv Misa De Shemayim, Shogigim, then it doesn't apply to Chayv Misa De Shemayim, Anusim either. Then we have the other answer, that no, even Chayv Mizos Bezdin is the chilek between Shogeg and Onus. Because the Gzeres HaKosov of Tana Dabei Chizkiya applies only to Shogeg, not to Onus. Because by Shogeg you chayiv Mamon for Maka Behema, so you'll be Potter Mina Mamon by Maka Adam. But by Onus, since you're Potter by Maka Behema, then you'll be chayiv Mamon by Maka Adam. That's the Shita Makabetzis. Comes from Kiva Eger and gives a very similar answer to the Shita of Kabetzis, but totally different. Kiva Eger also says, you know what the answer really is over here? It's not whether Rabbi Nachman ben Akana applies Tana Bechizkiya to Chayiv Misa De Shemayim. No. There's a fundamental distinction between Ones and Shogeg. Even by Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, we wouldn't apply Tana Bechizkiya to Ones. We only apply to Shogeg. But not because of the Mokar. Not because of this Makar, Maka Behem, Maka Ba'adam. No, for a different reason. We won't apply it to Onus. Why? Kivege says that Onus and Shogeg are fundamentally different. Onus is not a Maisa Aver Bechlo. That's why Tana de Bechizkiya doesn't apply. The rule of Tana de Bechizkiya, forget the Makar. Forget the Makar for a moment. It's not because, oh, it has to be a marriage. No. The rule of Tana de Bechizkiya is that if you do a Maisa Aveira for which there's a Din Misa, even if we don't give you the Misa actually, Bezdin will not be Machayev you, it doesn't matter. A Maisa Aveira that has a Din Misa associated with it, Patas the person from Mamon. If it's the same Maisa Aveira, it's simultaneous that he won't be Chayev Mamon. Why not? Bezdin can't be Machayev him, Chiyev is Machayev, all different ways to understand what Kamei Vidramini is based on. Right? But that's the rule. The rule is that if you do a Maisa Aver that has a Din Misa associated with it, then you can't be Chayav Mama. And Tana Bechizkiya says it has nothing to do with whether Bezdin actually gives you the Misa. The Gzeres HaKot, even if you'll say Kamei Bin Ravmanei Kedera Shaso Mishim Rishachas Adem Lechayav Yetam Lechayav Mishim Shnei Rishios, it's a Din in Bezdin, but Kamei Bin Ravmanei is a new Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov teaches me that it's a Din in Bezdin, but a little bit more. A Din in Bezdin plus. That as long as you have a Din Misa on you, for which Bezdin could be Mechayev your Misa, then you're not going to be Chayev Mamon. So even B'Shogeg, you have a Din Misa on you, you did a Maisa Aver B'Shogeg, Tanit Bechizkiya says you can't be Chayev Mamon. Because a Maisa Aver B'Shogeg is a Maisa Aver. How do I know that? How do I know a Maisa Aver B'Shogeg is a Maisa Aver? It is significant all you do. Yes, Yaakov. Karmachas. If I do an Aveira for which the maize that I be chayav kares, I do it b'shogeg, then I get off scot-free. I need a carbon. So you see, I did a Maisa Aveira. It's not like it's a nothing. It's a Maisa Aveira that relates to me, and I can be chayav for it. I need a kapara for that. So shogeg is a Maisa Aveira. Comes Tana Bechizkiya and says, if you do a Maisa Aveira, which has a din misa associated with it, but you did it b'shogeg, so you put them in a own shit. Okay. Yechayev v'kapon, yechayev v'korban, but yepad v'na honshim. But the fact that there's a din misa associated with this maisa, that's enough to part you from mom. It's up to Kiva Eger, but ones and shogeg have nothing to do with each other. Ones is not a maisa avera b'chlau. What's his loshen? What's Reb Kiva Eger's loshen hazov? Kiva Eger says, afim chayve krisa shogim p'tzurim. What does that mean? Even if Reb Nochoni ben Akona extends Tana de Bechizkia to Onshe Shamay, Nikol Makom be'onos lav din isa misa yeshbo. Notice his lashon, not lav chiyami, lav din isa misa, meaning there's no misa, there's no din misa in this misa. Not just that we're not going to give you misa. Of course we're not going to give you misa. Even for Shogeg we're not going to give you misa. There's no din misa either. The onus min haTorah muter, says Reb Kiva Eger. V'lo avar klum. Each word is a diamond. Min haTorah muter v'lo avar klum. He did nothing. Garnished. Garnished. It's nothing. Zero. Onus and Shogeg are not the same. Shogeg, you did a maisa aver. But onus, Reb Kiva Eger says, he didn't do a maisa aver. Reb Chanan elaborates on this. He says it the very Kiveger Heir me tam acher the onus ein kan maise is a klal. This is not the Shita Mechubetzes' answer. Yeah, it's similar in one respect. Kiveger in his second answer and the Shita Mechubetzes are both saying that the answer is that onus and shogeg are fundamentally different. The answer is not something unique to Rabbi Nochoni ben Akona's Shita about whether Tana de Bechizkia applies even to Onshe Shamay. No. The answer relates not only to Rabbi Nochoni ben Akona, but even Lididan, even for us, even for regular Kamei Bedi Rabbi Menei, of Misas Bezdin. Would we say Tana de Bechizkia by Misas Bezdin, Chayve Misos Bezdin Anusim? That's the question. The Shita Megobetza says that by chayv misas bezdin anusim, we don't say kamei bedi rabbi menei. You'll be chayv. Kiva Eger says by chayv misas bezdin anusim, we won't say kamei bedi rabbi menei. You'll be chayv. But why? For two totally different reasons. The Shita Mechubetza says because the gzeres hakosav doesn't work out. The lo chilakla doesn't work out because adam hamazik ba'ones can be potter, is potter, like tells no account. Kiva Eger says no. It's not so technical. It's not just related to the gzeres hakosav. It's because a ma'isa aver ba'ones is mishkin ma'isa aver. It's not ma'isa aver b'chlav. It's not like shogeg. Shogeg is a ma'isa for which you have a din misa associated with it. It is a ma'isa aver. The harayi after mei achatas. Ones? Ones rachmana patre. What does ones rachmana patre mean? Does it just mean you potter from an onesh? But you did a ma'isa aver? Kivege says no. It means you didn't do a ma'isa aver at all. It's different than shogeg. Honest Rahmana Pate means there's no Maisa Aver here b'chlal. Memeila you parted from the Onshin. Of course you parted from the Onshin. If I jump up and down, I'm not going to be Chayev Misa. Because there's no Maisa Aver. If I do a Maisa Aver, but honest, Kiva Eger says, I didn't do a Maisa Aver, so Avad, I'm parted from Onshin. It's not that I did a Maisa Aver, but I'm parted from Onshin anyway. No, it's that I'm parted from Onshin because I didn't even do a Maisa Aver. So that's why there's no Kamei Bedi Rabbi Menei. You can't say a potter. Tana de Bechizkia is not going to apply to Ones. How can it apply to Ones? You didn't do a Maisa Aver b'chlal. The whole yisod of Tana de Bechizkia is that if you do a Maisa which has a din Misa associated with it, then you're potter min haTashlum. If you do a Maisa Aver b'Ones, you didn't do a Maisa with a din Misa. You didn't do a Maisa with a din Misa, then of course you'll be chayav min haTashlum. This yisod that a ma'isa aver ba'ones might not be a ma'isa aver at all. That ones rachmana patre is not just the p'tur tashlumin. Listen carefully to this, to the formulation. This is how the Acharonim say. What does ones rachmana patre mean? It's just a p'tur onshin? Or it's not a ma'isa aver? At all. That's the shine of him. Rabbi Chanan points out that this yisod, that my saver bonus may not be a my saver at all, this is hinted to by many other halachas as well. Take a few, for example. Just a few. Take, for example, the din of nevad ba'onas. Let's say someone serves avodah zarah. He serves a behemoth. But ba'onas. Right? We know that the avera of avodah zarah is one of those averas, yahari gal yavah, you're supposed to be mosa nefesh, you're not supposed to do. A person, nevach, he was forced to do it, and he couldn't withstand the pressure. So he did it. What's the din of the shor? Can you bring the shor on his back? Can you bring the sound on his back? That he worshipped. He worshipped the shor, he worshipped the sound. So comes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and says, Neva ba'onas is kosher l'gav in his bech. He can bring it as a carbon. He can bring it as a carbon. Why can you bring it as a carbon? V'lanar l'sase davar. Onas rachmana patr. Onas rachmana patr. Frektachem de shlomo. Onas rachmana patr. Okay. The guy is not chayev misa for this, maybe, right? We're not going to give him an onesh if he does it ba'ones. But he still served the avodah zarah. There was a ma'is aver over here. The ma'is aver might not translate into an onesh for the gavra. Maybe, right? We're not going to give him an onesh if he did it ba'ones. But wasn't this a ma'is avodah zarah? Comes the chen v'shom and says, no, that's the whole point. The shor that was neva can be brought on the mizbech because if it was done ba'ones, and neva ba'ones, the ross and avad is possible to have it there. Neva ba'ones, there was no ma'isa aveira at all. It's not just that we're not going to hit the gavra with an onesh. There's no ma'isa aveira b'chlal. So there's no ma'isa aveira b'chlal. Of course, it's kosher to have it mizbech. Similarly, the Rivash writes in the Tshuva that someone who does a Maisa Avera Ba'ones, he violates a law of Ba'ones. He's not possible Le'edus. The rule is that someone who violates a law is possible Le'edus. Right? A Mumar, not only someone who steals, but someone who violates any law of which a Chayav Malkus is possible Le'edus. He's not allowed to say Edus anymore. He's a Rasha. We pass not just a Rasha of the Chumas, not just a Rasha of Gzela, monetary rishus, but Stama rishus also. And yet the Rivash says that if he doesn't have Erba Onus, he's not Posoliatus. Why not? What's the difference between this case and a case where he does a Maisa Avera? We know he's amazing, but he didn't get Asra. The Rambam paskins that if he does a Maisa Avera amazing, he's Posoliatus. It doesn't matter that we're not going to give him Malkus. Not to give him Malkus to make him Posoliatus. It's a function of the Avera that he did. He did a Maisa Avera. So he did a Maisa Avera bonus. We're not going to give him the punishment. But so what? She's Posoliatus anyway. Talk to Bochana, no. A Maisa Avera bonus is not a Maisa Avera. It's not like a Maisa Avera that you did without Hasra, that we can't give you onshin for. It's not a Maisa Avera at all. Can't be Posoliatus unless you do a Maisa Avera. That's why the Rivash says he's not possibly Yedus if he did the Maisa Avera only the Onus. Yes? What does that mean, Shogi? No, so if you look at the Rambam in Chasidus, he points out that if the assumption is that it's Mazid, everyone knows that this, he's eating pork. He ate pork. They saw that he ate pork. And he knew it was pork. So everyone knows that you can't eat Chasid. That's not going to be a Shogi. Even if he doesn't have Asura, he can become Apostle anyway. But if he does an Avera where it could be Beshogig, so then we're not sure. But meaning if he does a Maisa Avera, even if we're not going to give him an Onesh, if we're not going to give him an Onesh, he still becomes Apostle Yedus. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
So you're saying, why by Shogig is he not Apostle? Is he not Apostle Yedus? Is he Apostle Yedus if he does a Beshogig? The problem is if we don't. If he does, I hear what you're trying to say. Meaning, even if Shogig is a Maisa Aver vis-a-vis carbon, it might not be a Maisa Aver vis-a-vis Avis. It'll be a different din. But Bechonin says that to become possibly Avis, you don't need a Sro. And he's saying that if you don't need a Sro, so then Shogig and Mazid should be the same. But even if he does them, I'm sorry?
Shogig and Mazid should be the same.
No. Shogeg and Meiz, it should be the same. That if you do a Meiz Aver b'shogeg, you should be possibly Eidus too. That's his whole Vart, that the Rivosh says that you're not possibly Eidus if you do it Ba'onis, because it's not a Meiz Aver at all. That's the way he's presenting it. You gotta look at the Rambams and make sure that it's right. But this whole Yisod is assuming that Meiz Aver Ba'onis is not called a Meiz Aver. That's why he's not possibly Eidus. That's why never Ba'onis is Mutter to be brought in the Mizbeach. And that could be also why Chayve Misas Bezdin Anusim are going to be Chayve Tashlumin, because Tanur Bechizke shouldn't apply to such a situation. Tanur Bechizke only applies if you do a Maisa Ver. If you do a Maisa Ver Ba'onis, that might not be called a Maisa Ver Bechlal. Not a Maisa Ver Bechlal, so then that's not going to apply to him Tashlumin, and that's why you're going to be Chayve.